Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I have played my flute and I have offered sacred fire in the four directions. Please join me in sacred ceremony. I speak as spirit moves me to speak, and I invite you to do the same by calling me at 646-595-3440. And now, Mud Toe at Midnight.
Mud Toe at Midnight, indeed. This is the Mud Toe at Midnight program. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. I want to get right to it because we have something serious to get done this evening, and I want to make sure I do get it done and in the correct way. I've announced on earlier episodes of the program that this is when I'm going to be doing my ceremony to separate from my Facebook friends who have passed away, but who for some reason still have Facebook pages. The presence of the Facebook pages I have found, I won't say disturbing, that's too strong of a word, but always when I've seen the pages of these friends of mine who are no longer with us on this plane, it's always given me a little bit of a, you know, something, there's something I need to do there. I was never quite sure what. But now I'm thinking it's something to do with that tiny bit of energy that's still trapped in that connection that exists between me and them with the Facebook page as a conduit. Now, I realize I cannot eliminate the Facebook pages. That's not for me to do. And I also realize that the whole reason the Facebook page still exists may be that there's simply no one knows the passwords to make them go away. But again, there's nothing I can do about that, nor should I. It's not my place. But I can release the energy from the connections that I forged with these people. And I think it's right and proper that I do so, especially since others have taken on the responsibility of preserving the earthly legacy of these people. It's not something that I have to worry about, nor is that effort going to be compromised in any way by what I'm about to do. So what I've got going is my bundle is open, as it always is when I do the show, and it's actually almost complete. I have one marker I still have to find in my revamped medicine wheel, but we'll take it. The medicine wheel is complete as read for the evening. I offered my sacred smoke-making materials to the four directions, but I did not like them, as I usually do not do when I'm in the house, because it's my parents' house, and they're kind of sensitive to smoke and perfumes. So out of respect for them, out of deference to them and to their comfort in their home, I do not actually light the sacred smoke materials, but I did offer them to the four directions, so that is done. And now what I'm going to do is I'm simply going to go through each of the Facebook pages. There are four of them, and I'm going to say a little something about each person and what they meant to me, and then I'm going to go ahead and cut the cord, as it were. Now, the tricky, I don't mean tricky in an operative sense. I mean it in sort of an interpersonal sense. The only option one has in getting rid of a connection, a Facebook connection with another person, is the unfriend. And you know, I don't want to unfriend these people. You know, I still think of them as friends, although they're not here with me, on this planet anymore. But it's still kind of, I have to use the unfriend button because it's the only tool that's available to me. You know, I wish that there was a return celestial energy to the universe button, but they don't have one of those. My concern is that some of the other people who remain friends will see that I have unfriended, and they will get upset with me for having done so. I have a feeling one person in particular, I have a feeling I may be fielding a phone call from, or at least a a Facebook message. I don't think she listens to the show either, so I can't make that can't make my explanation here. But I have a feeling perhaps at least one explanation will have to be made at some time during the week. But you know, we're going to run across that bridge when we come to it. So we're going to begin, and these are presented in alphabetical order by last name because that seemed to be fair. Let me adjust my position here because I already got my leg falling asleep. One of the fun things about doing a show of this type. All right, so I'm on my first Facebook page. It's Charles D. Davis, also known affectionately as Jetty, and I will explain why here in a moment. I knew Chuck through Chief Iggy's restaurant. We used to sing karaoke there together for quite some time. He is older than me, but we shared a similar taste in music and had a lot to talk about, always exchanging stories. And they've also shared an affection with the younger people who came to the karaoke, so much so that he joined the local cast of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And, you know, talk about someone who looked kind of out of place because he was in his 60s. But he went there and he was welcomed, which is the way I found it to be with Rocky Horror cast. They don't really care who you are, where you come from. They just like you to be a part of the process. And Charles certainly did. And his nickname of Chetty came from the fact that he most frequently played the character of Eddie. So you take the name Charles and infuse it with Eddie. Now, I've made that assumption. No one has ever actually said that to me. But I assume that's where Chetty came from. Such a great part for him. He died very unexpectedly about a year ago. And the cast, you know, went on with their performance like about a week later, dedicated to him. And I didn't see that performance, but I talked to some people who were involved in it. I said they felt his presence all over the theater. Anyway, because it's always dark, you know, and sometimes you turn and you would sense, you know, that someone was there. I says, oh, there's Chetty. And I guess that that experience continues to this day. So that's my Charles Davis story. I'm very glad to have known Chuck. And let's see how this works. I'm going to click the magic button. And it is done. There's number one. And the world didn't end. And nobody has called me with angry... excuse me, I don't multitask very well. I'm dialing up the next page as I'm trying to talk at the same time. Okay, I've got this one. He's in. As I said, my phone has not, of course, I'm talking to you on it, but I guess I could get a, it's a, no, anyway, never mind. If whatever happens, I will deal with it in due time. We are to our second page. And this is Mr. James Grandy. He was my English teacher in high school, someone of great importance to me because when I got to high school, I thought I knew how to write. Mr. Grandy demonstrated to me that this was not the case. And over a period of 4 years, we tore apart my writing style and put it back together. And to this day, when I write something, I think of Mr. Grandy's approval. We became Facebook friends a couple of years ago. He had other concerns. I'm not sure that he ever got around to reading any of my stuff. I never got any reaction from him if he did, but I've always sort of hoped that one or two words that I wrote on Facebook passed under his sight. I went to his funeral, and there were many other people, many other former students who expressed the same feelings that I had, that he was principally responsible for shaping the way that we form our written communication, and also the way that we look at and evaluate information. Mr. Grandy often said that saying something is so doesn't make it so, meaning that you need to be able to prove what you say. And I think we would do well today to approach the mountains of information we receive through through the internet and through other places with that same attitude, you know, saying or that same, if attitude is a good word, maybe not meant in that, but in that sense, but with the same sort of filter, I guess. The idea of saying something is still, it doesn't make it so. Just because you see it written down doesn't mean it has to be factual. You know, where is the evidence? Who said it? Under what conditions did they say it? How can we demonstrate that that the information is factual and so forth and so on? This is probably the one that's going to be toughest for me. Although I know that if there's any information I need about Mr. Grandy, his son, who I went to high school with, I'm Facebook friends with him, so I could certainly get it through him. I'm also looking at Mr. and I'm digressing now. I promise I won't digress any further than I'm about to. He has my friend that I went to high school with, who was also Mr. Grandy's son. He has a tremendously hot daughter. And she pops up in all the pictures here, and she's on the whatever you call it, the big picture at the top of the Facebook page. So anyway, far too young for me. Let me get on the button here. Again, don't mean this as no longer my friend, sir. I mean this as I send this little bit of energy back to the universe. And if it was actually meant to be with me, I'm going to trust that it'll just get plunked right back to me. But this is the feeling that I'm following right now. So we'll do this, and there's that one. Now, the next one, see if we can, again, I'm typing and talking at the same time. Here we are. Now, Ken Harsh. I did not know Ken Harsh. I never met him. He is an important figure in our sort of local circle of energy workers, light workers, however you want to put it. Exactly what his work and his modality was, I really couldn't tell you. I know a lot of people loved him a lot, and he's responsible for some travel stuff, you know, taking people to various energetic places, and that has continued since he's passed. Other people of his acquaintance picked that up and are still, you know, doing the travel sort of under his banner. I understand he's also very instrumental in the founding of the Universal Light Expo. This is a big show I went to last week in Columbus. So I understand the largest collection of light workers, largest annual collection of light workers east of the Mississippi River. And it's right in our very large city in the Midwest. And that was, I guess, Ken's brainchild, and he shepherded it through its early days, and it continues on, again, in the hands of others who have taken up the mantle. So, Ken, someone I wish I would have met while he was still walking the earth. Perhaps I will meet again at some future time. I'm certainly glad to have been somewhere near him, and I'm going to go ahead and send this little bit of energy on to wherever it should go next. May the highest purpose be served and all that. I don't mean that to be flip in the sense of being flip with the idea of may thy highest purpose be served. Sometimes a little flip with the language, because sometimes we know these things become very very ponderous and very flowery when it's actually a very simple idea we're trying to express, which is that I'm doing what I feel is correct. So from my vantage point here on Earth, with not very well developed sort of extra senses, if you put it on beyond the five senses, man, I could be wrong. So I just ask that you know, may the highest purpose be served. And whenever I make any sort of action or request of this type, you know, whatever, what I'm asking for, or, you know, whatever it is, it's actually supposed to be. So, that's Ken. One more, and we'll be done. It's just like church. Just keep counting the hymns till you get to the last one, and then you know it's time to go home. Here we go. And there's, wow. See, that I did not expect. I knew people had been posting on the other three pages from time to time. Tom posts on his dad's site. And there's whoever it is who's taken over Ken's travel business posts on his page. And someone from Rocky Horror posts from time to time on Charles's page. But this is my cousin, Kevin Wilson, and someone 2 hours ago. Angel, I believe, is his stepdaughter. And, well, there it says, this is from my stepdad, Kevin Wilson, and it looks like someone has taken a full Bigfoot picture. He was very into Bigfoot. In fact, he's, I get through him, a lot of posts from Bigfoot hunters. I think what he did was he went through one of those apps that that sends posts to other people under your name. I'm looking through these, just paging through this. Huh. Somebody says they wonder if there's a Pisanello's in heaven. I haven't pushed him a happy birthday. Dear. Okay, see, I may hear about this one. I guess I just presumed that I would see that this, nothing had happened on this site, but it looks like, again, it looks like relative type people are using this, and these would be people that I know. So I may hear from them later. I don't know. I'll report next week if I hear from any of these people saying, what did you do? But anyway, Kevin was my cousin. One of the immediate group of cousins and my father's side of the family, all the ones that all live close together, and we went to the same school and so forth. And there are always massive family gatherings, and we all are there, and we're all getting on each other's nerves. But Kevin fought Hodgkin's disease for many years. And it was insidious. You know, he'd get better, and then get worse, and then get better, and then get worse. I hadn't known this until very close to the time he died. He was in pain, horrific pain, most of the time, and was not crazy about the idea of taking medication for it. He wanted to be, for whatever reason, he wanted to have all of his faculties be ready. If he was needed to do something, even though towards the end, you know, there's very little he could do. I went to his funeral. It's been, I don't know if it's even been a year yet, but the funeral director, whoever did the embalming job, had not been able to erase the pain from his face. I mean, he looked, I'd never seen that before. You know, I've seen people at calling hours at funerals before, and you know, they always look either, you know, peaceful or neutral in a way. You know, just sort of not there anymore. But Kevin, you could tell he had his last days he had spent in quite a lot of pain, and that was unsettling. It was deeply unsettling to me. He had a Baptist funeral. The minister was pretty good about respecting the time limits imposed by the secular world. And he also was fairly well behaved right up until the very end, right until the last 5 minutes. He started to get kind of Baptist-y. But that was necessary, I guess. I've often said that the funeral is for the people who are left behind. It's not for the person who died. But in this case, I'm not quite so sure. I think that this funeral was very much for him. That the release that he had waited for so long. And the preacher said at one point, Kevin had asked him, why am I still here? Why isn't God letting me go? Gosh, I'm glad I didn't have to answer that question. But anyway, certainly I hope that we'll believe that Kevin is in a better place now and able to do what it was that he so desperately wanted to do here. So I'm going to go ahead, finish this up. I'm glad I'm not going to get my Bigfoot post anymore. But all right, and we're done. Feeling kind of odd. Wasn't sure how I was going to feel when that was all done. I guess I'm still anticipating. I'm looking. I'm back on my own homepage now, waiting to see if some sort of attack comes at me from someone. I don't know. Will they even notice? I don't know. I mean, there's hundreds of people on each of those sites. There are people going to go through and say, oh, he's down one, and then go start going through the list and finding out who it was. Probably not. I don't think it records when you unfriend someone on that little news thing on the right-hand side. So perhaps I will get away with it. I haven't written anything in 24 days. It's been a long time. I wrote, looks like the bundle story was the last thing I wrote. And it's been up for 24 days, and I haven't written anything else. So maybe the story of this little ceremony is what ought to go up next. And I can do that tomorrow, Saturday, because I don't have anything else on my schedule. Did my little bit of work, a little bit of we call it housekeeping today. Mailed my only bill that I still have. Amazing is because they have. I had to go to the bank yesterday because my ATM card expired. It's amazing I have so little personal business to take care of these days, and I still can't keep on top of it. How do you let your ATM card expire? But anyway, here, let me look at this. I should tell you that there is a new show on With Insights. It's Mark Matheny's show. Mark Matheny is sort of new to our group, and he now has a show. He's a master astrologer. He has a show where he'll answer your questions about astrology and other things. And I guess it's like a spaceship motif. And it's called Down the Rabbit Hole, or Mark Goes Down the Rabbit Hole, or Mark's in the Rabbit Hole, I don't know, something like that. And last night, when I was trying to get sleep, Chief Iggy and his lovely wife, Susie, were up recording sound effects or voiceovers for Mark's new show. And they're all over our soundboard here now. Let me see. I missed the show. His first show was on this afternoon, Friday afternoon, at 11 a.m., I believe. This effect is called Do Tell. So let's see what we've got here. Hold on.
Do Tell.
Okay. I got that. And I think, where are we at here? The Eclipse. It's a little plus sign name. And they just send us all upload audio. Okay, well, that's not what I wanted. Although it's good to know that that's where upload audio is now. And I have to promise that it's not it's not a copyright video. Yes, it's not a, oh no, of course it's not a copyright video. I'm looking for the show open. I'm not seeing anything on here. It looks like this that says, you know, show open. This has got to be exciting for you guys to listen to. Here's one called Fuzz Bottom. Hold on. Wait a minute. I lost it. Went away. Fuzz Bottom. Here we go. Let's hear Fuzz Bottom.
Fuzz Bottom reporting.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, I guess you got to listen to the show. Guess you had to be there. He says, you can use any of those sound effects you want on your show. I said, yeah, they're going to fit in real well with my show. I have one. Here's one called Mudtoe. Let's see how they say Mudtoe. Hold on.
Hello, Mudtoe.
Oh, well, there it is. See, you know, I could start the show with that, right? Anytime I wanted to. Here you go.
Hello, Mudtoe.
Like, actually makes me feel pretty good. I've actually ended up with like 3 minutes, and I'm not babbling away trying to get a bunch of information in. I told you about Mark's new show. I did my little ceremony here. I was going to say something about LeBron James, but I lose my momentum by this time of night. I don't care. He can do whatever he wants. That's a big thing here because we had his big first game back, and they lost, and I had some shameful joy over that. It's sometimes upsetting to just not be a spiritual being sometimes, you know, trying to stay, you know, even and say, okay, whatever happens, and, you know, people find their own joy in different ways, and it doesn't... I don't want to wish ill to any other person. I don't want to wish ill to LeBron James. It's like there's just so much emphasis put on it, you know. It's create this event. I don't know why I'm even babbling about this. I don't really care. I just don't. It's sort of the general atmosphere of the show. Once I did what I did, it doesn't seem like anything else is appropriate. And maybe I should just, I got my 90 seconds. I won't be on for much longer. Got my 60 seconds. See, that was easy. Thank you for joining me this evening. Any comments you have about my little ceremony, you can send them to me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. And please join me next week. Another fun-filled half hour of hijinks, Fridays at midnight Eastern Time, right here on Mudtoe at Midnight. Thank you very much. See you next week.